Y94 Morning Playhouse with Ciro, Rat, and Maggie.
The poop is about to hit the fan.
Y94,
the number one hit music station. It's a Playhouse in the Morning. Ciro and Maggie, hi.
Hi, I was just calling for Pick Your Purse.
Is your name Nina?
No, sorry.
That was really weird.
We could still talk. Like, I still want to be your friend.
We could have talked about all the purses.
Yeah, I mean, we might not hang out. Yeah, but yeah, yeah. We could make small talk.
We could.
I'm not saying we're gonna go like grab a bite and a drink and watch a movie or anything. We're not gonna be best friends, but God, we could have talked. Mm. I've never felt so unloved in my life. Something about being hung up on. It hurts. Well, anyway, about 5 minutes left on the clock for Nina Bullhead to call 237-HITS and pick her purse. So, Maggie, as we dive into this one, if you kind of keep an eye on the phone lines for the next 5 minutes for Nina.
I sure can.
That would be just wonderful. I do want to grab first initial S. We will change you ever so slightly in the voice changer. And if you could kind of just run through your wedding issue, that would be fantastic.
I'm wondering how other people handle boyfriends and so-called girlfriends at their weddings.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I'm getting married in July, and I mentioned to my sister that I didn't want her boyfriend in any of her photos, and now she's really irritated with me.
Why don't you want him in any photos at all?
Because they're just dating. I mean, they've been dating, I think, about 2 years. But, you know, with pictures and things, you just never know if those people are going to really be together forever. And if I can help it, I'd rather not have a bunch of photos with random people in it. And I plan on having these photos for the rest of my life, and I don't want to look back at my wedding album and say, I'm sorry, that's Timothy, and he used to date Aunt Lisa.
Okay, but, you know, even married couples in photos might not be together forever.
I know, but, you know, I understand all that, but I think that if you have the no boyfriend, no girlfriend in photos rule, you can really minimize the amount of random people in your photos. But my sister says I'm being rude and a bridezilla, and I'm going to make him feel left out. So I guess I'm just curious how other people have dealt with this plus one in their photos.
So for this guy, this boyfriend of hers, I mean, are you just trying to keep him out of those core family photos or what?
Yes, definitely. But I don't know. I definitely don't think he needs to be in any of my family photos, but I want to specifically point out a few people to the photographer that, like, if they could possibly avoid, just in case they're not going to be around forever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't want him in the photos. I mean, I don't know. Can you guys help me? I don't want her to think that I'm a bridezilla, and I'm not. I care about my sister, but, you know, her past relationships haven't really lasted, and I just don't want some random guy in my photos.
Now, just to clarify, because I want to make sure we're all kind of on the same page, you're not targeting just this guy. Really, anyone that isn't married, just all the plus ones, boyfriends, girlfriends across the board, there will be other people there receiving the same treatment as him.
Yes. I just feel like it's just so weird. So, you know, when I have children, look back at my photos and, who's that? I really can't remember that somebody that was dating your aunt. Or, I can't remember right. That was a plus one to somebody else. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure you guys have had weddings and you're married. Do you think I'm crazy?
Well, you know what? How about we, because now that the sun has melted the snow away and we're in springtime and we're just getting into wedding season here, I think there's probably a lot of people that probably have some thoughts. Maybe you're dealing with it right now and we'll just kind of have a conversation about it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hey, real quick, though, I do have to kind of pull the plug on Nina Bullhead's Pick Your Purse experience, but we will do it again. Call off another name at 1210, 310, and 510. Now, back on point with first initial S here. You know, I get it, but I imagine this guy being like a secret agent. Like every time he sees somebody with a camera, like ducking under a table,
right.
Hiding behind the cake. Who's that guy behind the cake? Don't get him on camera. Is this a common thing is really the question as we slide into this break here. 237-HITS, you can text 35270. Is it fair to say, as far as plus ones go, you aren't allowed in photos unless you are married? No boyfriends and girlfriends in photos. How did you handle it at your wedding? 237-HITS, text 35270. It's on Facebook, too. We'll talk about it after Pharrell next.
The Morning Playhouse.
It's hilarious. They act like teenagers. Like, they don't even act like, you know, their age.
That was genius and mean.
Y94.
So if maybe you've had a wedding or a couple, did you deal with that in any form or fashion? The plus ones that were unmarried, the boyfriends and girlfriends of your guests, did you go as far as saying, listen, I want you to try to avoid getting in any photos? I can't have you in these pictures because I don't know how long you're going to be around. Or did you not even think about it?
Mm-hmm.
Because her sister has been dating this guy and she's calling her sister a bridezilla. You can't do this. Why would you do this? Did you handle it in any form or fashion? 2378, you can text 35270. We got that on the Playhouse Facebook page as well. What were you thinking about the whole thing?
Well, for our daughter's wedding, my daughter kind of was the same way. She didn't want the extras in there. And it went just fine, and we're glad that we did it that way now because the extra's not with us anymore. So I can kind of see your point.
So in your instance, that actually worked out exactly that way. It was like, well, I can't have you in these pictures. You might not be around forever. Mm-hmm. And then she wasn't.
Right.
Right. Would you also, there's another way to do it. If you didn't have to deal with this from a wedding perspective, if you were the boyfriend or the girlfriend, do you think you would be offended if somebody was like, can you avoid trying to be in pictures at all?
I don't know if you can be offended by something like that because mm-mm. It's not your wedding. You know, like you really are just a girlfriend.
Just
you're not
there.
Part of the family. Like,
I've totally been that guy that went and I kind of stood along the side and I was like, okay, this is picture time. I'll be over here when you're
right.
done taking
Unless
photos.
Unless they invite you over. Yeah. I don't think you need to force your way into family pictures.
No, you just kind of hang out and you drink your champagne or whatever
right.
and you do your thing and then your person yeah. comes back to you. And hi, what were you thinking?
Actually, I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. Just being the fact that if I was dating somebody and went to one of their family members, I wouldn't think that I would even be in a picture. So I think that's fine.
Do you think there's a point in dating where, like, a couple has been dating long enough that it shouldn't matter whether or not they're married?
But, you know, that's just, I mean, it could turn any time. You know, I mean, obviously, maybe if they were engaged, that would be a different thing. But boyfriend, girlfriend, I mean, they could break up any time.
There we go. Perfect. Thank you, Maggie. In terms of texts at 35270, quite a few popping in there. What were you seeing?
Quite a few coming in. It's somebody saying, I did the exact same thing. My brother-in-law was not allowed to have his girlfriend in the photos. I didn't want her in any of my pictures. Those are family pictures, and she wasn't family. Also, I don't think it's a huge deal she doesn't want him in there. In 5 years, her sister ends up married to someone else as they go through these pictures. She doesn't want to be next to her ex-boyfriend in all of these photos. Somebody else saying compromise. Take some with him and some without, so that way you have some of each and no one's feelings are hurt. It's understandable what you're asking, but you have to do it the right way.
And hi.
Oh, my God. And we'll hang up on you, Zero.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. I've been married to my husband for 25 years. When I look back at the pictures, they were involved with us 25 years ago. I had 4 people on both sides of my wedding party. They were either for 2 years of dating or we're married. None of them are together.
Oh, wow.
Except for my husband and I. Even the ushers are not together anymore. And one of the people who did my hair, she was married. She was a relative. We have pictures of her. She has passed away because of cancer. Those pictures, those people were in our life at the time.
Oh,
wow. Doesn't matter if they come or go. They're still part of somebody's life and they need to be recorded.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, and kind of the interesting thing about it especially is that you have a completely different angle on it. Nobody has said that so far,
mm-hmm.
where the wedding photos are a documentation of what is going on now.
Exactly.
Right?
Well,
okay, that's interesting.
And let's be honest, how often do you actually look at your wedding pictures down the line?
I mean, I don't know.
Maybe some people pull them out every year. I don't really know.
Well, if you're a romantic, you look at them every night before you go to bed, Maggie.
Oh, please, puke.
Every night. 2378, you can text 35270. Facebook certainly works. Grab a few more thoughts on it. Now, the reason that First Initial S is having drama with her sister is because her sister's mad because she was like, you know what? I get you've been dating this guy for a while, but I don't want him. I don't want him in the photos. I want him to avoid getting in photos because if you guys don't last, and he's in the pictures and it's awkward for everybody. And I plan on having these forever. Is that rude? 237, that's you can text 35270.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
I like it.
With Ciro, Rat, and Maggie.
Oh, crazy.
Y94.
I'm friends.
Y94, the number one hit music station, Playhouse of the Morning. Hi.
I agree with the last caller. I think it's pretty shallow and pretty bridezilla-ish of this gal to do that. You know, his pictures capture a moment in time. You know, to be worrying about who's going to be in there, and I think that's shallow. I think I agree with the gal's sister that she's being a, you know what.
So think let the people that are at the wedding, you invited them, let them be in photos.
Absolutely. You know, I take thousands of pictures all the time, and it's just something you look back and say, oh, I remember that person. You know, you can't pick and choose and say maybe Joe Schmo is going to be gone or maybe not. You know, I think she's focusing on something she doesn't need to worry about. That's my thought.
Hey, we appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much. So maybe you just got in your car and you're like, what the heck are they talking about? First initial last calls in, gets a little bit of a voice change. It says this.
Well, I'm getting married in July, and I mentioned to my sister that I didn't want her boyfriend in any of her photos, and now she's really irritated with me.
Why don't you want him in any photos at all?
Because they're just dating. I mean, they've been dating, I think, about 2 years. But, you know, with pictures and things, you just never know if those people are going to really be together forever. And if I can help it, I'd rather not have a bunch of photos with random people in it. And I plan on having these photos for the rest of my life, and I don't want to look back at my wedding album and say, oh, I'm sorry, that's Timothy and he's stayed on Lisa.
So the thought is, she's getting married, her sister's been dating this guy for 2 years, but there's no guarantee. I mean, who knows how long this guy will be around? He should avoid being in photos, right?
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what she thinks. Do you agree, disagree? 237-HITS, 35-270 if you'd rather text. And it is also posted on the Playhouse Facebook page as well, which you can link up to at Y94.com. Now, maybe this is something you handled in your wedding. Maybe you had to already deal with this issue, and you're like, well, here's what we did. Boyfriends, girlfriends, unmarried plus ones in wedding photos. Maggie, lots of texts at this one.
Lots of them. Somebody says, why do people need to be married to be considered a legitimate couple? This is a new age, and a lot of people decide never to get married but are together forever. It's her wedding. It's not like she's uninviting him. She gets what she wants for her wedding day. And 2 years isn't nothing. Just because they're not married doesn't mean they're not as in love as the couple getting married. If her sister's boyfriend has been attending family functions like birthday parties, reunions, etc., he should definitely be a part of the pictures. She's going to feel terrible if they end up staying together, and it's going to be an awkward situation every time their wedding comes up.
And your thoughts. Hi.
I think the one lady that was just on where she made the comment about are the people in your life at that time and they need to be a part of it should be. And then here's something for the sister. What's to say her and the husband don't get divorced in 10 years? There is no guarantee of who's going to be in your life tomorrow.
Well, that's a point, too. You know, I would imagine that if everyone in the Playhouse family today went home and flipped through their wedding album or wherever you have them,
mm-hmm.
pretty much everybody is going to be able to go, and this person is somebody right. that's no longer associated with us, and we've decided we don't like them anymore, right? I wouldn't be surprised at all. There's going to be a lot of exes one way or another, especially as the years go on. The longer ago your wedding was, the more likely it is you're going to see people in there that you don't want to remember.
That's just the way it is nowadays.
That's life.
You know, like, that's just what happens.
And your thoughts. Hi.
Well, I have some experience with that. Not so much the wedding part of it, but my sister has been was married and then divorced within a year. And after that, she brought home a new man every, like, 4 months. And so every family photo we took had the new man in it. So, like, rolls around Christmas time and we want to use our family photo for, like, our Christmas card. And he's now with a new man and the old man is in the family picture. So it was extremely awkward. So we had to take a new one and then, of course, the new man's in it.
Right.
And then he's gone a couple months later.
Jeez.
So I would say, like, make a compromise, because I'm sure they're going to use those family photos when it comes to Christmas, you know, and those Christmas cards or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if she's not with them, then it's going to be super awkward, and especially if she has a new man by then.
So I feel like what you're saying is, you know, if he's in some photos, whatever, but not all of them.
Right.
I'm trying to figure out, because I'm just remembering from my personal experience just a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, we took the, okay, now we need the siblings to come up. Now we need mom and dad. Now we need grandma and grandpa. These are the types of photos we took. So he wouldn't be in those anyway, right? Why can't he just be in, like, the random shots of people eating cake at the reception or dancing?
Right.
he doesn't need to be in the, you know, let's get the family together shots type of thing. I would argue that not many significant others probably would be anyway. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I completely understand where she's coming from, but I have a my wedding pictures, I have my brother's ex-wife in my pictures, and I completely hate her, right, you know, to my just to the core, I hate her. And but again, she was a part of our life at that time, so I can't be upset.
But it kind of seems like whether it's a dating situation or the people are married, there's no such thing as a sure thing, right?
Exactly. I mean, you just don't know. And if they've been together for 2 years, that's a long time. I could see 6 months or not very long, but 2 years is a long time to completely uninclude them.
Appreciate you calling in. Maggie, some more of those texts at 35270.
Let's see. Just let him be in the pictures. If he ends up leaving, you can just glue pictures of the current boyfriend on his face. nothing is guaranteed. The couple getting married might not last forever either. Just enjoy your day, and who cares who's in the pictures? Just because you're married doesn't mean you'll be together forever. I've been married, or I've been with my boyfriend for 8 years. That's longer than my husband of 2 years.
And your thoughts?
I agree with her. I speak from kind of the other side. My boyfriend of 3 years, his brother and his girlfriend are getting married this October. And I would take no offense if they didn't want me in the pictures. I totally think they're fine. It's her wedding and she can do what she wants.
So if you were in the situation where you asked not to be in photos, you would understand completely.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just the girlfriend, and I can understand them saying, well, we just want wedding or our family in the pictures. And I wouldn't, after almost 3 years, I wouldn't be offended by being asked not to be in the pictures.
Perfect. Thank you. So at this point, we've gotten some opinions on sort of every side of it. Maggie, what would you say is the majority? What does the Playhouse family as a whole seem to think?
I think compromise. I mean, take some with, take some without. If you don't want them in there, then it's your day. I mean, whatever. That's just kind of the way it is.
It's your wedding,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
But maybe just for feeling's sake, maybe if, you know, he's in the random reception shot.
Because 2 years, I mean, like they said, it's 2 years. It's not like 2 months.
It's not like he's the guy you met at the bar 2 weeks ago that you're like, hey, I'm going to bring him. We're going to hang out.
Right.
Okay. Well, appreciate you, everybody commenting. And if you want to continue this one, it is posted on Facebook, so you can kind of comment through the day if you have new thoughts. Allo Black, the man, in a bit, your news and weather. And at 8:15, the Playhouse becomes the Payhouse. We're going to try to give you some free money.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
They're really good. They really get you going.
Y94.
If you're on a diet of peeling out, of burning rubber, of hitting 200 miles per hour and feeling those 3 G's come